Hello, everyone in Ignite. That's the children from reception all the way up to year six. I hope you're well and enjoying May. We're in May now, and that's pretty exciting because the year is going along and life is ticking over. But the month of May, the word May, if you were like, may I have some cake? It's the possibility of there's a chance something might happen. So as we go through this month, I really hope and pray that you will turn those possibilities into reality. I hope you have a plan for May and that it's a good plan, and it's a plan that includes God and doing the things that He wants you to do. Before we get into our miracle of today, let's talk about the country that I am thinking of. It is, for 5 points, a Scandinavian country which includes Jutland Peninsula. Okay, I hope that helps. I hope you know which one it is now. The writer Hans Christian Andersen was born there, and he's the man who wrote many fairy tales like The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, The Emperor's New Clothes, Thumbelina, and The Princess and the Pea. And I remember loads of those fairy tales from when I was growing up. I hope you know some of them, if not all of them. They're very great stories. For 3 points, the name of this country is a compound word. And I'll just explain that a compound word is a word that is made up of two smaller words, like strawberry. You have the word straw and you have berry, which of their own mean two different things. But then when you put them together to get strawberry, it's a completely different meaning altogether. For 2 points, the flag of this country is a white cross, and the cross is off center. So it's not dead in the center of the flag, but it's a little bit off to the left, and it has got a red background. Does that help at all? And for 1 point, the capital of this country is Copenhagen. Did you guess that I was talking about Denmark? You see, Denmark, Den, and Mark, put them together, you get Denmark. The official language of Denmark is Danish. They also speak German, and it has borders with Sweden, where it's joined by a bridge to go from Denmark to Sweden. There's a bridge that you cross, and also Norway and Germany. I really like that. I really enjoyed finding out stuff about this country. I hope that's good general knowledge for you. Okay, so today we are reading a very short miracle that Jesus did. And this is one of those absolutely amazing power-packed things where I sort of read it and I think, oh, I wonder whether a lot will come out of this. And then God starts speaking and hey, presto, we have got quite a lot to learn from this miracle. And it's miracle 5 in our list. And it's when Jesus cured Peter's mother-in-law of a fever. And we find it in the book of Mark, chapter 1, from verse 30. It's just two verses, 30 and 31. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. Lovely. Really short and sweet. Just typical Jesus, really. Simon Peter, they were at his house and his mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. And that's it, really. You know, they had a problem and they immediately told Jesus. As people today, we don't immediately go to God with our problems. We don't immediately go to God in prayer to help us with situations. We try so many other things, which is a bit silly because God has all the answers that we need. But we sometimes try our friends, try our parents, try lots of different things, and we try to do things ourselves. And then sometimes as the last resort, as the last thing that we do, we go to God and we say, oh, help, I'm in a mess, and this has gone wrong, and I've tried to do this, and it hasn't worked. Somebody else has tried to do that, and that hasn't worked either. Help. And God is sitting there all the time just waiting for us to ask him to step in. Because if we tell him right at the beginning to step in, and if we told him immediately, like the disciples did here, he would have sorted it out without the aggro, without the pain of waiting and trying out things that do not work. Because God always works things out for our good. So when we have any problems, we should go to God immediately. And so here it says that Jesus went to her, and this is God caring about the things that we care about. He didn't sort of say, oh, do you know what? This is not sort of that important. You know, she might have been a little bit old or whatever, and he might have. But no, Jesus went to her. He went to the mother-in-law, and because he cared about the things that were concerning Simon Peter and the household. You know, we don't like it when our relatives are ill. And it's good to know that God cares about the things that we care about. He cares about the pictures you draw. He cares about all the little things. If you're not feeling well, if any of your family are not feeling well, he cares about that. He cares about if you have friends, if you have good friends. He cares about, you know, every little thing that you're worried about. Your handwriting, he cares about that. He cares about every possible thing. We shouldn't sort of think, oh, this is something so small or something that is not important that we don't have to ask God to get involved. God wants to get involved in every area of our life. And then when Jesus went to her, he took her hand and helped her up. Just that simple act of taking her hand and helping her up was enough to heal her. And she had faith, because he didn't have to force her up. She, you know, she would have got up as well. He helped her to get up. That means she was getting up and he was helping her to get up. So she had faith of knowing that what Jesus was asking her to do, even though it might have been hard for her to start off with, she was willing to give it a try. And that's what we should do. We should give God a chance to work in our lives. We should give him a chance to get involved and not exclude him. And if he asks us to do something, we should go with him. So we should really just give it a chance, give it a go, and see what he should, or what he can do. And then it said the fever left her. So the fever didn't necessarily leave her as he took her hand, as he helped her up. The fever left her once she was up. Jesus healed her. And what did she do? She began to wait on them. So it wasn't that she just wanted to be healed so that she could sit there and chat with everybody. There was a purpose to the thing that she wanted to do. Jesus healed her for a purpose, not for her own personal gain, not for what she wanted to do, but she began to be of service to Jesus and to all the others around. Because I'm sure there were other people about, because she's a mother-in-law. That means Peter had a wife. And normally, when I go to parties at my mother-in-law's house, my mother-in-law doesn't do lots of things. She tells all of us to get on with it and to do the things. She just tells us, you know we have to tidy the house. We know we have to provide food for everyone. We know we have to tidy up the kitchen afterwards and make it nice and tidy for her. She doesn't have to tell us that. So this mother-in-law, she chose to wait on Jesus and the disciples, because there were other women that were there that could have done that. But she chose to be of service so that Jesus could see that the good he had done in healing her was for their benefit. It wasn't just for her to feel better. And we should do that. When we ask God when God does miracles in our lives, we shouldn't just think what we are getting out of it. We should try and work out what we can give back to God as a service, because of the wonderful things that he would have done for us. So I was really, really impressed with these two verses and all the amazing things that we can find out from them that can really make a difference in our lives. We should go to God immediately when we have a problem. We should know that He cares about all the little things in our lives, and He will just simply do a small thing that will bring great results. And when He has healed us, we should look to see what we can do as a service. Because it's not just about healing, it could be about anything. Any answer to prayer, we should see how we can serve God, having received the answer. Well, do take care, and I hope to see you soon. We still haven't got a date for the church opening. Of course, they are opening at the moment for the church services, but not for the children's services. As soon as I know anything about that, I will be letting you know. So do take care. God bless you. Bye.